What's good, everybody? It's the conductor of the train, your boy, DJ SJ614.
What's poppin'? It's the man, the myth, the legend, 232.
What up, everybody? It's your fave, low spicy thing, Tease.
And we are
The New York Dose. And in the studio with us today, we have
Georgina.
Yesersky.
What's up, mama?
And we will, of course, dive into Georgina a little later. But for now,
welcome to season 7. Let's get lucky. We're going to hop on this train and transfer right to our first segment. DJ, take us to the Daily Dose.
Okay, it is the Daily Dose. Burr, 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 burr. Here we go. Burr, 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 burr. Loaded my itinerary.
Burr, 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 burr,
burr. So this is where we say what we got to say. We take y'all through our week, our month, our year, whatever. We just try to catch up a little bit. And it has been a while for us, actually. So,
thanks.
First, diving in to Skidoo, take us away. Oh. How is you?
Not me first.
Come on. Jesus. Come on, Jesus.
All right, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to just start it off with niggas been ending relationships.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Things that I've just been, that's fine. All of these reactions are great for the podcast. but yeah, a lot of close relationships to me have been ending as of recently, or not a lot, just a couple. And it's just making me realize where I've allowed my boundaries to lack. And so that's been a real thing of me just like establishing better boundaries with myself and trying not to be overly aggressive about it, because that's usually my first mode of action with those kind of things.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's been a learning process in itself.
I know, that's right. And I think that that's honestly great, because I feel like we've been in a period of like death and rebirth anyway.
100%.
Lots of things, you know, relationships included. So yeah, you're part of the stream.
Yeah, that's
you're
it. Right, that's it. That shit started happening around the eclipse, and like, you know, usually it's not that I don't believe astrology, but it's like sometimes when people talk about the big moments and like how things are supposed to be, like, oh, there's going to be a lot of like whatever the truth is going to come to light, you know what I'm saying, about situations and relationships and shit like that. And I didn't really believe it at first. And then the eclipse happened and I was just like, damn,
yeah,
really don't fuck with this person. I really don't fuck with that, you know, thing that they do or anything. And yeah, I just started cutting shit left and right, because it just felt disingenuous for me to exist in those relationships, knowing that like I don't really fuck with you like that, but you fuck with me so heavy.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Amazing.
Shooting a video tomorrow. That shit was kind of impromptu, but my boy Chris hit me up a couple weeks ago and was like, yo, I'm ready to get back to working. And I was like, it's funny that you say that, nigga, because I've been fucking bored and I need to get some videos off too. So I'm shooting a video to some like random rap shit that I made on shrooms at the top of this month. So there was a thought that maybe I might be bipolar.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't really know. I think there's a lot of shit going on up here for real. Yeah. But I should probably just go see a psychiatrist, or I just might need a fucking therapist and somebody to talk to get my shit off, because there'd be times when I'd be like spiraling and just having intense emotions and shit. And I can't say that it comes from nowhere, because it's like I can pinpoint everything that makes me feel a way, but it's just like how intense they be is a little alarming to me sometimes.
So I think that's great. I think also because like, you know, as long as I've known you, you've definitely like have done your own side of the work, you know, like you've done a lot of like self work and like self diagnosing and like self healing and all that stuff. And what I'm hearing is that now you're finally ready to tag somebody professional in, which is great.
Facts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely time to hit that little tag team, you feel me, and see what's up, see where you get with that. I'm also in the midst of taking a step back from social media and shit. I don't know if y'all did or did not see my story yesterday. I'm just taking a step back from all of that, because I've allowed, you know, paying attention to likes and views and numbers and everything with music and shit to like fuck with my confidence, you know what I'm saying? Because like I'll put things out and as many people as I want to see it won't see it or some shit, or they won't react in the way that I want them to. And it makes me feel like my shit sucks, even though I know that that shit's not true.
Hello?
Yeah.
So it's just like I have to take a step back from that, because I've created too much of an attachment to social media and shit like that. And I've known for a while and wanted to do it for a while, but I've kept myself in the space because it's just like you have to be here because you're an artist. But it's just like at the end of the day, the people that fuck with me is gonna fuck with me.
Hello.
Regardless. And that's a big part of what I learned yesterday, even taking that step back, because I still stayed on it for a minute to keep in contact with a model for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like every, like all the support from people on that post was kind of crazy to me. So I was like, all right, this is cool that I'm like doing, I feel like I'm doing the right thing for sure now. But that was also my last dose of like that external acceptance. And I was just like, all right, boom, I'm really finna leave y'all alone now for a little bit until, until I gain my confidence outside of that.
Back. It's so liberating. That's why I don't know if you all ever realize, but like I'll like literally, I will literally deactivate for months.
Oh yeah, you be out.
No, but it is my favorite thing to do. I never feel lighter or freer than when I'm not attached, because at the end of the day, like why, I had to ask myself, why am I hyper fixated on knowing who is looking at my stuff and what they think about it.
Yeah.
And every time I deactivate it, I literally return home. And the only time I reactivate it is like when I go on vacation. I just be like, oh, literally, my.
When I deleted all of those social media apps off of my...
Did you know that you're listening to a show on CDN?
CDN, or the Carbon Dioxide Network, is a multimedia nexus delivering content underneath the umbrellas of
current events,
Black and Afro-Latinx culture,
spirituality and motivation,
New York City lifestyle,
storytelling,
movie reviews,
arts and entertainment,
and more. If you have any digital content,
like a podcast, vlog, web, or photo series,
that might need a home, look no further.
Here at CDN, we encourage you to get that shit out.
Phone yesterday, my body felt lighter. Like I went to the store after that and I was like, damn, I don't even feel the same weight when I'm walking.
Yeah,
that's right.
For like that for like that brief 30 minutes or something, I was like, shit, I actually feel like a weight has been lifted off of me. Yeah. Because I'm just not thinking about niggas' opinions no more like that. I didn't know that it was, I knew, but I didn't know that it was weighing on me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you realize you don't have,
yeah, you yes, can talk. We can all chat.
Then you realize how much time you have.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I feel like social media consumes us. It's up. Like an hour goes by so fast. No, 3 hours go by so fast on social media. Then you realize like how much time you actually have.
And that's it. And that's another thing too of why I wanted to take a step back, is because I felt like I was wasting so much of my time just being on social media and like constantly checking for these views and this interaction, this connection that I want. When it's like, I really could be pouring that into my art and pouring that into my friends and pouring that into the things around me that I actually care about, you know? And like everything on that end will come the more that you nurture the things around you and the things that you actually give a fuck about. And so it's like, I'm actually going to go and just try that. Now I've thought about it in theory and I've seen other people do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just like, I'm just going to do it myself now.
Right. So it's like perfect time to get out.
Yeah. It's like, we actually outside now. Fuck that internet
shit.
We're
really outside.
We outside.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
After this rain, but
word. Word up.
Summer fight back.
Okay. I'm still unintentionally celibate.
Okay.
Unintentionally.
Yeah. I just
energy.
It's not like I wouldn't mind it. It's just like, I'm also not finna go for it right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to backtrack to any situations that I've had before.
Any old thing.
So, yeah. So it's just like, nah.
I know, that's right.
We chilling right now. Getting my spirit right and getting back to like, you know, actually doing magic things. We've spoken about that before, but I never actually got back to it.
Okay.
And this last part, it's like a little dark, but it is what it is. I've been like depressed but functioning. So it's kind of weird to like notice when you're functioning and going through your everyday life and still getting things done, but it's just like, damn, sometimes at the end of my day it's just like when I find myself wanting to just drink and go to sleep or some shit, it's like I know something is wrong and something's off. Because it's like when I'm in a good mood, I usually want more than that, you know. But it's just like the way I've just been wanting to rest and just like do away with everything has been kind of crazy. But I think it's gonna get better with everything that I just mentioned as well, with the whole social media step back.
Yes.
Like you have a good plan. And I love how eloquent you are with describing your feelings.
Thank you.
So refreshing to hear.
Yeah.
Especially from people like us, you
Hello.
Know.
Mm-hmm.
So refreshing.
That's a whole fact.
Because we don't be talking about it.
Oh baby, who we kicking this off to?
Tease the Beast.
Oh my god, who me?
It's so fucking hot in here, bro. Jesus Christ.
You had to say that right after the mic went on me? What are you trying to say?
It's on
that spice. Exactly.
You said
hello.
Oh, wow. It's been a while.
Yes.
So I think the last time we all caught up with each other, I think we had just gotten back from Puerto Rico. Yes.
Probably.
I think it was just us. Yeah. So that was back in February. Since then, I've been hyper focused on work, getting stretched in a lot of different directions.
Oh.
Good thing.
We love it.
Come on, get stretched.
You can be celibate too.
I know that's
stretched.
Right.
Getting stretched. Come
wow.
on. Come on.
Getting
yeah.
stretched.
Professionally.
Okay.
Oh, must be.
You know what?
Nice.
The pros.
I support.
The pros.
Sex work
is very important.
Yes,
hello.
Sir.
So I am right now just really focused on the opportunities for growth at work. I just feel really good. Like, I feel like for the first time I'm in a workspace where I'm like, even when I'm tired or even when I start to feel overwhelmed, I'm just like, at the end of the day, I can go to bed and like lay down and be at peace with the fact that like I love what I do and I love the people that I work with. So I'm so grateful for that. Through work, since Puerto Rico, which has been a crazy time.
Yeah.
Right after we got back from Puerto Rico, I got found out that I got casted for an ad campaign for my job.
Come on now.
Let's
fucking go.
One of the photos just came out last week.
You hit the wrong one, didn't you?
So I'm in all of our studios now, and it was just so refreshing.
Come on, circulation and visibility.
So the full campaign hasn't dropped yet, but it will be coming out either like later on this month or the beginning of June. And it's been super exciting. As soon as I got the email, I was like, shut the fuck up.
Shut the front door. It had
been so long since I had been on set, and I just had that itch. I was like, oh, like, I just know that fire isn't dead inside of me, and I still want to be in front of the camera, and I feel like I've been doing a lot of stuff, like, behind the scenes. So to literally be cast for what it is that I do and, like, to be this body in a more athletic space professionally, it just was such a win for me where I'm just like, oh, like I did it before within dance, and now to be able to do it like within like the boutique fitness industry, like, and I still haven't fully like sat with it and like had my cry yet because it hasn't come out, and I've just been like sitting with it, and then like the marketing started going to studios, and then people were like texting, they're like, oh my god, like it's you, like you're on here, and I'm like, oh, they haven't even like seen like the full thing
they
that we did
seen
they haven't
coming,
seen it
coming.
I haven't seen it. So that is also in the works. So I just think in general, like my entire energy and aura is just like, I only want to entertain the people, spaces, and things that like are my highest vibration. And I think that as a result, like I've kind of just been MIA to the rest of the world.
Yo,
like
it's crazy how those two things, like go together.
But the other half of this whole thing is like, when I went to Puerto Rico, it just was such a life-changing trip. And I think everything unfolded like beautifully, perfectly after that. One conversation, the day that I got back from Puerto Rico, I had a conversation with my friend David. And I said, this is the first time in my life that I am so focused on myself that I don't want to date anybody.
Hello.
Since making that statement, I have seriously been dating 4 people.
I know that's right. Come
on. Wait. Seriously been dating 4 people?
And come they on. Know about each other.
Hello.
So I think that I'm discovering that I might be like on the poly spectrum.
Like
I feel like you need
celibacy.
To teach a master class.
You know what's
because
like,
yeah.
But like, but it's wild because, and it doesn't feel exhausting. Like, and it's the weirdest thing. I used to be so judgmental and like you're supposed to just be with one person, and like no, like I feel like my mind is like so expanded. I'm like, well, if everyone is just being honest,
right,
and everyone just really has each other's best interest at heart, and I can be fully present with you and I'm not hiding anything, and I know that you're doing whatever you want to do when I'm not around, but we're not like lying or being shady about it, why can't we all just like love each other?
The thing though is that everybody is not really like super capable of honesty, and it's not even just honesty in what you're doing, like in your own dealings, it's also honesty in like how you actually feel about shit, and people be dishonest with how they feel about shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that I've just been lucky. Like, so one person out of these 4 individuals, this one person explicitly told me, because we have history. He told me when we were first dating a year ago, he said that he wanted to like settle into monogamy, but he was in polyamorous relationships before. And I was like, my eyes like got huge. I was like, no, like if you're my man, you're my man. But I think because of Thank you. The work that I have been doing and the things that I'm discovering about myself, the more I'm just like, wait, it's not about the other person having options. Like, it just clicked for me. I was like, bitch, it's about you having options. Hello. And I think I never thought about myself in that way. No, I didn't have the confidence. I wasn't aware. I was like, wait, what? Like, and then all of a sudden, as soon as I was like, I meant that with my whole heart. I was like, I just want to focus on myself. And I think that I let go of the desire of like wanting to someone.
I mean, that's when everything.
And then they literally just all came pouring at the same time. And I think the wildest part is like, I just don't like lying. It's exhausting. So I would literally be like on these dates and I'd be like, so I don't want to be disrespectful, but I just want you to know, like, there are other people. There are other options. How do you feel about that? Can we have a conversation about it? I feel like I've been very lucky.
Hello.
It's cute. I feel like men like competition. So I feel like it's really bringing out the best in them. Like, literally, I randomly met this guy at Target, mm-hmm. minding my business, running my errands on a Friday. He literally stops me and he was like, can I have your number? I need to talk to you. Mm. I was like, he was tall. Was like, okay, yeah, sure. Literally, I had bought myself flowers before I got to Target. And he goes, who are those for? I said, I buy myself flowers every week. He goes, well, can I do something? I said, what?
He goes, this pussy.
He said, can I buy you flowers?
Oh my God.
And that was the first time, mind you. This was the first time a man had asked me if he could buy me fucking flowers.
Hello.
Like, I've been with partners that have never gotten me flowers. This stranger, this random man, asked me for my fucking number the next day, came to my apartment and bought me the most gorgeous bouquet I've ever seen in my life.
Come on.
So then I tell the next one, I was like, so this one got me flowers. What's your next move? Like, what are you gonna do?
Wait, you telling them what
and that's where you would lose me.
Yeah.
And that's where you would lose me.
It's like the little Hunger Games. It's like the little Hunger Games.
Oh, absolutely. Hunger Games. Absolutely.
At the dinner, that would be one of my first things. I'll be like, yo, you could have those other niggas, but I don't care to talk about them other niggas ever.
No, but the thing is, okay,
unless they offend you in some way, you need them to get beat up.
If we were dating, if I opened up that conversation and you said that, the thing about me is that I'm going to respect that and I'm never going to tell you about it again.
Facts.
Because you said that you didn't want to know. But I would already know.
And that's a moment that I mean about like people being honest with how they like actually feel about shit.
But I would already know in the back of your head, you're always going to be thinking about.
Yikes.
Crying.
That's crazy because I wouldn't.
He's a liar. He's lying.
Set it and forget it.
I don't lie.
Set it. Period. Come on.
So that's me. Who are we passing it off to? Gina?
We're going to pass it over to Gina.
Your skin is glowing. So I feel like.
Oh, thank you.
I feel like I need to take some of this energy. I love it.
Just release the expectation. I swear to you. Just release it for real.
I love it. Love it.
Tell us about you, Gina.
Me, Georgina. Just this regular degular girl from Harlem.
Come on, from Harlem.
From Harlem. Emphasis on the H. I'm from Harlem. About my day?
Yeah, about your day, your month, your year, whatever you want. Because, you know, we don't know you. I mean, I know you.
Okay.
But, you know.
But you don't know me.
What's going on in your life?
Regular degular girl from Harlem. Yeah. And my theme this year is audacity.
Yes.
That's my word for this year. Audacity.
Like
this.
Yes. Audacity.
I'm an artist. Yep. And I just feel like I've been doing this for a while. And I feel like it's not about how much talent you have. It's more about your consistency.
Facts.
And the people who make it is because they have the fucking nerve to do it.
That's a fact.
And this year, I just want to have more nerve. I want to have audacity. I want to be tenacious in what I do. Intentional. And just be like...
Yeah.
Like, you know, building up that confidence because, like, I don't need social media or to book gigs to tell me that, like, I got it. Like, I really feel like I've really been working on my craft, did the training. I'm connected with people who need to be connected to me. And I just want to be audacious. And so that's my theme. Yeah. It's audacity. Yeah. And I say that to myself every morning when I wake up. I'd be like, today we're going to be audacious. We're going to have audacity. Thanks. What is something bold I can do? What is a move I can do? And it's really been like affirming me in everything I do.
I love that for you because you are that girl.
Nah, you good. That was amazing.
You are that girl. Hello.
I am.
Don't ever forget it.
I was going to say the key to it, because you said it twice, that you tell yourself you're going to be audacious. You have to tell yourself you already are. I am audacious. I am that girl. I am doing something bold today. You live inside of that.
Because I'm not going to let no TikTok girl make it in a movie theater with no training and me paying all this money for training. No, she just had audacity to put herself out there.
Yeah.
And that's what I need to be doing. So that's my mission for this year. Not just in my craft, but, you know,
in life.
The person I am, my friendships. Like, if something bothers me, I'm not gonna hold it in. I'm gonna have the audacity to tell you how I feel.
I'm with you on that.
Right? That's how I feel about these guys. Like, I have the audacity to tell you are on this nigga.
I got the audacity to tell you this nigga brought me flowers. What the fuck? You going?
Come on.
Exactly.
Have the audacity, baby.
Exactly. Because I'm constantly being told you have to wait for the right time. No.
No.
No. I'm done waiting.
Create your time.
Yeah. Create your time. So. Baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. Thank you.
So now it's you.
I think it's your turn, nigga.
Now it's me. So I have been, I also have a theme for this year. So I love that you brought that up. My theme for this year, and I'll get into it a little bit more later on, but my theme for this year has been flow, not force.
explain that.
And I'm gonna dive into she a little bit later, but you know, in tandem with that, this year for me has also been like one very long TV show. Call it dramedy. Call
I knew it,
sitcom,
it was a soap opera. God damn it.
Soap opera. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And the episodes have been episoding.
You still married?
Sure is.
Okay. Oh my God, I forgot about that.
That's the point.
Yeah. He's married.
Yeah.
He has been for almost a year now, right? It's almost a year.
What the? What's your definition of marriage?
We don't know. None of us know.
That's we don't know who his husband is.
It's none of us know this nigga, bro.
Yeah. The reveal, you know.
I think this nigga married to himself. I think that's the real gag.
The gag is that Derek is bipolar and he's married to himself.
If you look at my photos, I'm loud and proud, you know, but it's just, you know, if somebody asks, I tell them. If they don't, then, you know, it's que sera, sera. But, so yeah, so you know, there's also that. We have things to go over.
I'm gonna let you talk. I'm gonna let you have your moment with the mic. But come we are finished.
But
I know.
I know. So yeah, it has been a wild fucking ride this year. It's been insane. You know what I'm saying? I related to you a lot when you were talking about, you know, just like lessons being learned around the eclipse in particular. The eclipse also like kickstarted, you know, just like very, very welcomed and received lessons for me that helped me really establish very hard boundaries. I had a $1,000 lesson that I had to learn around the eclipse.
We hate those. Sound like a car thing.
We hate those. It sure was a car thing. It was a car thing. I was with somebody I should not have been with, and you know, but it also
and God
just, like,
said
hello. Oh, it set things into place, and that really also just helped ground me for the way that I moved within that relationship specifically, and also like other relationships around me. So I'm very thankful for that $1,000 lesson. I always tell my spirits and the universe that like I don't need to learn lessons the hard way. So it's really funny because like I learned that 1K lesson one day, and then my homegirl learned a 7K lesson the next day, and I was like, bitch, that's because you hard headed, right? I said, but you know, I'm
not
there with you. Yeah,
1K.
I'm like, this is it. No more. Yeah, like no,
this
like
the cap. This the cap for me.
Got it. Good. I have been feverishly working on my play To the Queer Black Boys Who Won't Be Found.
Yeah.
It is almost done. I'm so excited.
Is that the one that I read for?
That is the one that you read for. Yes, indeed. if you keep doing it, it'll like, yeah. It's a, but also feel free to like jump in and out. It's like, whatever. But yeah, that is the one that you worked on too. I'm actually going to be hitting you up soon because I want to do a little like pre-reading before I like do like another real reading and blah, blah, blah. I just got to hear the voices again.
Yeah.
But so excited for that. I just finished directing a show for my friend Al called Sundays at 11.
Okay.
We did that at, I can't remember if they called it the Makers Ensemble or like Makers Place or something like that, but it was a really successful.
The Makers Ensemble. I know
that. The Makers Ensemble sounds familiar.
Yes. What's up.
It was really successful. It was really good. I'm happy that I, just was able to help her out in that format. And she was just like very impressed with like what I pulled out of that piece, and there's like escalation for that piece now. So like, just so excited in that realm. I've been reconnecting with a couple of folks, but like also in particular, my good sis, Anthony Rosado.
Yes.
Has moved back from Brazil, and we have just been like kicking it heavy, and it's just been like so just nice and refreshing to be around like that spirit again, you know.
Yeah.
What I mean, so that's just been like really dope and really cool. Also, this year marks my decade in nightlife.
Wow.
Yeah,
you've been talking about it,
baby. I've been talking about it for a while.
That's a long time.
I've been talking about it for a while.
Damn, I like be forgetting that I got out.
Yeah.
Oh, you was in nightlife too?
Hell yeah.
We met in nightlife.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah.
I be forgetting that I don't work that shit no more. Yep. Sometimes.
Not me. Every weekend when I want to go to
be
bed.
Outside.
Go off.
You really, like, I always look at you, I'm just like, I don't know how you do it.
Me neither.
I never knew how this nigga did it, honestly.
Me fucking neither. But I say that all to say that I had the conversation with the other managers this past week. And I announced to them my exit strategy. And that,
oh my God!
Oh yeah, baby, she's tired.
You're very professional because it's the exit strategy for me. He didn't say it's not my resignation letter. Yeah. This is the strategy I have at play.
Respectful.
No, for sure. And of course, you know, I want to reiterate, like, I've been in this for like a decade, right? And specifically with this group of people, I've been with them specifically. In this specific space, I've been with them for maybe like the last like 3 or 4 years,
yeah.
But also some of them I've known longer than that. So
knocked
like
down,
we
right?
really knocked down, yeah. Yeah. So we really are like a family, and I really do like love those people. You know what I mean? I just, yeah. I literally cannot perform the job anymore. You know what I mean? Like I need to go to bed. Like I'm tired.
Yay!
No.
Wow.
Facts, bro.
Welcome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, you know?
Straight up.
So you like sleeping?
I had this.
What? The fact that you're admitting that you're tired.
Oh my God, for sleeping. Sure. Yeah. I had this very transparent conversation with them. And I also want to give them time to bring somebody in as I transition out.
Yeah.
So yeah, I told them, I said, I want to leave in the least chaotic way as possible.
Yeah.
You know, because I really do respect and love them all. Oh shit. Anyway. And on top of that, I'm also like very heavily planning for Costa Rica. That is my birthday trip for this year.
Yay.
Tisa's been part of the planning as well. She's on my accommodations committee.
Accommodations committee.
Hello.
What the fuck is that?
I love how organized you are. Like,
what is the accommodations committee?
People that have an opinion in the resources and the know-with-all to find the best living
lodgings.
Quarters for us. Yeah. Yeah.
What is happening?
It requires.
I would probably be on that.
Period. Costa Rica is the 9th through the 18th of June. It's gonna be a time. It's where we're doing two different sides of the island. One side where my family is from, and then you should come. We're also doing the little TikTok side of it.
Is it TikTok side?
Yeah, like the white like TikTok touristy side.
The touristy.
Yeah, and
understood.
Then there's the Afro-Caribbean side of it. You know, where my family's from.
Oh, you had me.
Yes. Oh my God. Do we need to chat after this? Cause
we might.
It sounds like y'all do.
Hello.
Baby wasn't doing any vacations this summer, but I might think.
All right, think about it. Let me know.
Damn.
But that is about to be a fucking time. I'm so excited. And yeah, that's me. That's a little old me. Let's move on.
Baby, we're going to move on to today's dose, where we're going to get into our sizzling topics. Is the tea hot or not? Let us know. Derek, I'm going to pass it to you because you got the most, my nigga.
Oh, okay. So, cool. Yeah. So Georgina, as we move through these segments, if there's anything that you ever want to add, feel free to jump in. And if not, then you can just let it rock and go on to the next. And
got it.
Yeah. So I just need to mention, like, this congestion pricing thing as a New York City driver.
Is that the thing with people going into the city?
Yes. The thing with the people going into the city that wants to fuck all of us.
Even Manhattan people, too. Like,
wait, what is it?
Yeah, so.
You about to explain it.
Yeah, so basically, with the congestion pricing, it's supposed to begin June 15th. Basically, any traffic below 61st Street will have to pay a fee to, like, travel. Cars will be $15 during the day and $3.75 in the night. Motorcycles are $7.50 during the day, $1.75 at night. Trucks are $24 to $36 during the day, $6 to $9 at night. And taxis, if you're Ubering through, taxis will have a $1.25 surcharge per ride, and Ubers and Lyfts will have a $2.50 surcharge.
They're on dick
per ride. They're really trying to...
They doubled it. That's wild.
They're really trying to decrease the amount of cars that are traveling.
Because Manhattan finna fucking sink.
Yeah, Manhattan. I'm not going to lie. It's getting a little... I got to get the fuck out of here. I'm not going to lie. It is getting a little bit crazy. But still, like, come on.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, pissing me off.
Wait, are we really going to
be pissing me off because they made this shit up.
Yeah. Like, this is all, like, fucking...
This is, like... we playing real life Monopoly, money, but bro. Y'all made this.
Yes. Like, the fuck? It's all
That's
fake.
That's really true. That is a good thought.
I think about that shit too often. It be making me mad.
Yeah.
But y'all the one who put this.
It's insane. So, that's the thing. If you're a New York City driver or whatever, or even plan on visiting and driving through,
who the fuck visits and drives in New York?
Y'all niggas from, like, Connecticut, weird Philadelphia. Right.
Y'all niggas weird.
Jersey. Our sisters.
Now I just feel like there's nowhere you can drive in New York City without paying anything. Like, you can't cross the Brooklyn Bridge. Yeah, you can't cross
none of these shits without paying.
So it's just, I don't know. So
you gonna pay what you want?
I don't know. I'm fine with the decluttering, but I don't know if that's the right
route. Yeah.
It's gonna make people also, mad, it's but
like,
it might work.
Doesn't the MTA control the congestion pricing? Like, it's all under the same. All the MTA.
I think you're right.
And
I think
I'm just
you're
like,
right.
Fuck the MTA.
Yeah, and I
fuck
like, them.
And I feel
it's
like
the MTA.
Yes, yeah. the MTA controls all the tolls.
This is this nigga's biggest adversary. The MTA.
What they do to you,
man? What did these niggas not do to me? I hate these.
Like,
niggas.
Are we paying for the military? Like, what is like?
Right.
It just
right.
Doesn't make sense.
I feel like they're still very upset at us. For that one time years ago that we did the strike that lasted like a day, and ever since then they've been like trying to make us just pay like all this like money back to like say that we cost them so much money.
It's
because
we
one
keep
day.
It's because we keep hopping. My bad.
I'm gonna say
if there's one thing we as people gonna do is gonna find a way.
Hello.
To not pay.
Yeah.
Because I hate New York, but then I love it when I'm riding when I'm about to get on the train and I see the group. A group of people just opening the door. Yep. And be like, don't pay, mamas.
Hello.
Don't pay. Walk right through. I love that. I feel like we just stand together during those moments, and I really love that.
Come on, united.
It's like a community. Even though I hate New York, but it's like a community.
I be the nigga that come through, and they be like, a couple people standing in front of the turnstiles. They ain't got money to pay for the shit, and I just look around and I be like, oh, there's no cops.
Whoop. Period.
And I just open the door.
Are you that type of person that can slide your leg through the turnstile?
I can do that, but I just like to jump over.
Come on, flexibility. Like,
all right, that's good.
Jumping over is so much faster.
Not with your bags, but yeah.
Niggas said I like to put on a show. Come on, you put on that show, baby.
I fell jumping over.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's really bad. It was
that,
really embarrassing.
That happened to me one time. That happened to me one time.
Yeah.
It got you.
Mm-hmm. It's really embarrassing when you fall in public. Like, that really, like...
Especially
I reacted like a cat.
That is the only reason.
I swagged that shit out. I don't know how, but I swagged that shit out.
I know that's right. Hello.
Eating the concrete is the only reason why I use my metro.
And then New Yorkers would just look at you and walk away. Like, they would be like, you lie?
Yeah. You
and then walk away. Like, but you're already down the block, so.
Keep on pumping.
Niggas looking back like, you lie?
They keep on pumping.
Yeah, I guess.
Can't stop the help, but as long as you're alive.
Does it matter, nigga? Does it matter?
But fuck congestion pricing.
Yeah.
Facts.
I guess we're just not driving anymore.
I mean, honestly.
I think I'm still going to drive.
It's coming to me, like, about to ixnay on the car, but, well, I'll think about that a little bit more. Tease, what you got for us? It's the introductory gasp for me.
Yeah. So as I mentioned before in our previous segment, I just think that there's a lot of
Take us there.
It's a lot of polyamorous relationships.
Okay.
Energy around. I don't know if anybody else realized, but there is an Ashley Madison documentary on Netflix.
I just saw that.
Yes. So I started watching it. It's three episodes. So you're looking. Okay. Let me put you on. So for those of you that are not aware, Ashley Madison formerly existed as a site that encouraged adultery. Right. It was a site that people. Right. It was
organized cheating.
It was designed for married people to connect with other married people because swingers. Wouldn't swingers like tell their partner about it? The whole premise of this is that it's your secret, partner doesn't secrecy. Know it's a secret.
That's whack.
So you purchase a membership and then you get access to all these other people. And they were just going through their entire like business structure and everything on the first episode. So instead of purchasing like a standard rate for a membership, they operated the entire system on credits. So you buy these credits to do certain things with other people's profile, but your card is on file and it would take, let's say it's like 5 credits to like someone's photo. So literally they were just sucking these people's like money out of their car. It was like a multi.
Y'all niggas want to be horny.
Before the company got shut down, there were 37 million members on Ashley Madison internationally. They became an international company. That's 37 million people
them niggas
cheating on their significant other
and paying more than a dollar.
Y'all
heard these stats.
Yeah.
Y'all heard these stats.
That when I listened to the stats, it just affirmed kind of where my belief system is right now, where and I think that this is what makes me so complex as an individual. And I wish more people understood me. Like, I feel like I feel like I am such a romantic person and I do believe in love.
Yeah.
But I also will acknowledge like love, like any emotion, is fleeting. You can find your way back to it, but you're supposed to experience it for whatever that moment is.
No, we did. I had a whole conversation about this over lunch.
Mm. What?
Yeah.
Shut up. Anyway.
He's like, this is not new.
It's new to the listeners.
Go off.
It's too plugging himself.
Come on.
Anyway. This idea that there are multiple people that you can share that energy and this experience with, and sometimes they overlap.
Yeah.
And I think that it all goes back to like what you're saying before, like, can you just be honest? But it also requires that your partner is like able to digest that that's something that you want and need. And it's not for everybody, but truly just going on this journey. Like, cause I was like, oh, like I like this here. Like there, for me right now, I'm like, there should be no reason for someone to feel like they can lock me down. Like I just am enjoying doing whatever I want. Like, so much is going to take a spectacular individual for me to say I'm not going to entertain anybody else. I don't foresee that. Yeah.
Question.
Is
there someone who has like
a hierarchy? Absolutely. When you have multiple there's always a hierarchy.
So there's someone who you prefer to see more.
He's there.
He's there.
Yeah.
He's there, but the thing about him is that he's in a relationship. So,
if he wasn't in a relationship,
we would have to meet under different circumstances. Like, I would have to meet him without him having a girlfriend, so that I could trust him, and I would just be with him. But because we met, and he was in a relationship, and he's been entertained. I'm like, bitch, like, how do you have time to still give her energy? Because you live here.
For me, it's the time, and that's something I want to study.
You live here,
I'm curious, but I want to study. Like, I want to study the time
thing. I want to study the time.
It's not really that
I can't keep up with.
It's not really that time consuming. So my top tier guy, we talk every day, all day, every day. Second on the roster, maybe every 2 to 3 days, see each other maybe once a week. Third guy, very inconsistent with the communication, but he still plays his part.
Hello.
You know, he's probably going to be there every Friday, every Sunday. Those are my days off.
Third guy be sounding like me. Where? Facts.
Is it?
Fourth guy, again, like I feel like this all works out. if everybody is staggered in terms of their consistency. Now, if everyone 100%. Was showing up as top tier number one,
it's a competition for real now.
That
nigga.
Would just problem. Be. It's just that it's they're the all staggered, and it works out beautifully because, like, yeah. my energy is mostly consumed with me.
Yeah,
yep.
I have so much to do at work. Then I have this person on the top. I'm just like, oh shit! Like this feels real normal and regular and relationship ish.
I'm
then
seeing how it can be doable.
It is. It's manageable.
It's doable.
You know, manageable. I just want to insert myself here.
Yeah,
insert. Insert. Mr. Various you know, Bay, Various Bayman.
I am. And I told you so, girl. I am. But that's not what this moment is about. This moment is about me being a congratulations and welcome girl.
Thank you.
Because you know, I remember, you know, just so many of these conversations where, you know, it was me expressing these thoughts and, you know, it was very confused looks from the opposite side and all this gaze about monogamy and, you know, just, oh, I would never.
It be the ones that say it would never. It's always the ones,
you know.
It's giving bitches about time.
Yeah, you know, to see you here, you know, on this side of the shopping center.
Yes.
Up here.
The grass is greener.
We love it here.
We love it here. The boys are plenty.
Okay.
And the time is abundant.
I was going to say, and that's the thing. Like, if this all comes as a product of truly believing, like, the universe is abundant.
It's abundant. The well is not
it
dry.
It's not.
That
made me cheers to that again.
Baby, I'm telling you.
All right.
So good.
I kind of want to ask you some slick TMI
shit. Yeah.
Okay. Still don't want to share.
Because people have this like idea in their brain that when you're polygamous that you're fucking everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You fucking everybody?
I am not fucking everybody.
Exactly.
Sexual energy is still very sacred to me. Exactly. I'm not going to tell you how many I am.
It don't matter, but you're not fucking everybody.
Yeah, I'm not.
Exactly.
And, you know, here's the thing. It's like, I really want to say, even if I was fucking everybody.
That's also manageable.
You just got to be honest and communicate.
Exactly. Yeah. Literally.
Because here's the other theory that I always also had, right? Whenever I spoke to some of these like very pure monogamous people,
not the righteous monogamous, the righteous monogamous.
I also love how somehow I'm not pure anymore. I used to speak to these
pure conservative monogamous people. I really, going back to your stats of 37 million, you know,
that's
what
crazy.
I would always tell them everybody is pretty much polyamorous.
They are.
It's just that the people that identify as it are having conversations about it.
Yeah.
And people that are not are just cheating.
I think dating is polyamory. I think so too. You're still doing it. I hear you. It's crazy on the other side. I really had to sit with myself, and was just really like dating, really, that's all it is.
Yeah.
Until it's not. Until you say.
Yeah, I was about to say, there's just like phases to this shit.
And then it's like, I feel like if I lock it down, I'm like, I'm blocking my blessings. The universe is abundant. Well,
here's the thing too about the phases, right? Because even when you, and you know, I don't want to burst anybody's bubble, but even when you do go through these phases.
I feel like I need a tag.
No.
It's like.
But I don't want to burst anybody's bubble. Because even when you do climb through these phases and you get to the one and you say,
yeah, neck
I
movement.
Do, okay.
Oh, you're talking about yourself.
A couple of years down the
marriage,
line.
I don't even believe in.
I'm just saying, a couple of years down the line,
you're
if
get
not
bored.
ASAP. Yes, right. But I don't want to jump there because it's not even sometimes the fact that these people are getting bored. It's just that you return to biology and you're kind of like, oh, well, maybe I do want to invite another energy with my partner, my significant other, my number one, da da da. Somewhere along the line, y'all end up experimenting or doing something with another energy.
Can I talk to you about this real quick? That's true, actually. So my number one guy, the reason why he's number one is because he understands it. And I said, before we even like try to get into this space where we're solidifying a moment of monogamy, because we will have a moment of monogamy before we entertain that. And before we really get emotionally invested in each other, can we have this open conversation about when we're able to welcome that energy? And I said, because you have to acknowledge that you are who you are. I am who I am.
Yep.
We love deeply. Yep. We also know that we get bored and need a new energy in the equation momentarily.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that we want to end our connection.
Exactly.
We just want to spice this up together. So literally had a conversation about what that would look like, who would be and what our boundaries would be with each other. And I was like,
you have to communicate the boundaries.
Yeah.
Because there's certain things I'm not willing to compromise. You can't wake up the next morning with that person.
Period.
You can do what you got to do, but you wake up in the morning with me.
And there be rules.
There'll be rules.
Absolutely.
But there'd I have to admit, I'm not mature enough. Because if I like you, you're mine.
Period.
But
That shit really not for everybody, for real. But
I do see my life maybe going in that direction. I do see like relationships going in that direction, because you do. I'm like, if you want to spend a lifetime with someone, you got to be open that things are going to evolve. And, you know, spice it up.
Yeah.
One day I'll be mature.
I don't think that it's about maturity, though.
I don't think so either.
It's not about maturity. I think it's more so about the idea. And this is what clicked for me. And I'm not going to put this on anybody else. But if you really come to a place where you understand the art of letting go, and that was my biggest obstacle.
The art of letting go.
When you can let things go, you realize that nothing is your possession. Not a person, place, or a thing. It hits you.
That's deep.
Nothing. And if you really believe that every moment is fleeting, you're supposed to absorb lessons from people, places, and things. So if you really master the art of letting things go, you won't feel the need to possess them, and that will transfer to how you treat people. Now when I'm dating somebody, I'm like, you are not my possession. You're somebody that is holding a mirror up to me, and I'm learning more about myself through you, and I love this moment for us.
Oh, you
I love that.
Yeah, that is amazing.
We can have sex later.
That is amazing.
Remember when we went rock climbing?
Yes.
Or whatever it's called?
Yeah.
And I couldn't like let go. And you came to me, it was like, you have an issue with letting go.
Yo.
I was like, all right, but we just rock climbing. Why are we just have to go so deep?
Why are you reading me? We just rock climbing.
Since that day, I was like, damn, I really do have an issue of like just letting go. I couldn't even... I have the video.
Yes.
And you're literally in the video recording me. It's like, Gina, you're not even that far from the floor.
Yeah.
Look at yourself. And I couldn't just let go.
Baby. That's okay.
And it was just like, it was a very deep moment for me. I was like, damn, I really struggle with letting go.
It'd be little things.
Little things.
That's why I fuck with anime so heavy. Like, random sidebar. Yeah. It's a very random sidebar. But like, very random shit be happening in anime where the characters go through development.
Life lessons. They will teach that.
Niggas be going through character development doing very regular shit like what you just named.
Okay. Yep. It's Pokemon anime?
It can be considered.
And also, you know, I'm not a Pokemon watcher, but like Pokemon does have its revolutionary moment.
I know.
But I need to jump off of what you said, Tease.
Okay, because go ahead.
I was having a conversation with a friend today, right?
Okay.
And I just want to share with y'all the moment that we had, right? Because they hit me up, right? Mm-hmm. And again, this is based off of what you just said about the art of letting go, right?
Mm-hmm.
They basically hit me up to tell me that my first man, my first nigga, right?
Mm-hmm.
Had hit them up on Hinge.
Okay.
Right? Now, mind you, we all have...
Like, first nigga?
First nigga, yeah.
Like, late?
Like, yeah. Damn. Yeah, right? And now, mind you, we're all connected because when I was dating him, my friend was also dating somebody else, and we would all, like, get together sometime, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we would do, like, a foursome, mm-hmm. not sexually, but, like, go out on dates together, like, blah, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's, like, a little bit of, like, history here, right?
And even if it weren't, and even if it was sexually, that's okay.
You know what I'm saying? So he hit me up, and he's just like, oh, you know, like, he's like, hey, so-and-so hit me up on Hinge. And I was like, bitch, I got to save this profile for Derek to see. So I basically responded and I was like, I was like, no tea, no shade. I'm into it. And then I put the eyes with the little lusty face because I'm just that kind of smart, right? So they were like, you don't think that's crossing a line? And I was like, oh, I'm not that girl. I was like, most girls are, I know. I said, but if you're interested and y'all create something genuine, bitch, please go for it. I was like, here's my past and I wish him a beautiful future. And if my beautiful sis can provide that beautiful future, then it's a win for all of us.
Yeah.
I said, sign the incredibly poly friend. And then they were like,
sounds like a superhero.
They were like, you are wiser than your year, sis, and keep surprising me. I love being in your life.
Surprise me.
Right? The other thing was just like, kudos to me, right? Yeah. But I genuinely believe, like, I have no power or dominion or control over any particular
anybody
body. You know what I'm saying? Now, if I'm fucking around with somebody and they're my present and I very much like love them and, you know, you're trying to do some stuff, either we're going to have a conversation or I'm going to smack you down. But the fact is, when it comes to like past people,
yeah,
I don't give a fuck. Like, they in the past for a reason. You know what I'm saying?
And it's been years, right?
And it's been years. Okay. And even if it was only a month, like, they're clearly gone for a reason. You know, like,
right.
I no longer want to entertain that energy. But if you do, please go for it. You know, I'll be out here.
You're not going to feel any type of way with your friend?
I'm not going to. No.
Well, I know that. But if it was, like, last month.
He doesn't care. I feel like if it ended yesterday, he really doesn't care.
It's a very admirable thing.
I have a weird switch in my head.
That shit.
And you are like, very unique.
That shit is crazy. That shit is so crazy.
I aspire.
Thank you. No, it's really like when I'm done, I'm done. Light off.
Like, I so wish my brain
the art of
that.
Letting go.
The circle back. Ooh, the art of letting go.
How do you start? Like, where do you, like, how can you start? You start with
little things. So I think it's multi-layered. And again, like, I don't have the answer
like, maybe
to
getting
everything.
Rid of clothes that I've hoarded, like little things like
but
that.
But I think, like, it's more than just a physical act. A physical act of letting go, yes, that materializes the thought. But I think for me, it goes so much deeper. It comes down to really processing what your traumas are. So usually a difficulty in letting go is rooted in like a childhood trauma. So you have to really sit down and do like, you really do have to just like sit with yourself and figure out what that is, where that started, why you started resisting letting go of things. Why do you hold on? So the opposite of letting go is what? Holding on. So you have to figure out, why do you hold on to things? Is it specific things that you hold on to? Why do you hold on to those things? So you start unpacking these different things, and then you'll figure out, like, and then one day, there's like no magical answer, but just one day you'll realize that you have just like let it go.
It's cool that you say that, because you said that sometimes it's specific things that you hold on to, because I'm not a person that holds on to like people and shit like that. Mm-hmm. But like I was explaining with the music thing. Like, music was something that I built a real crazy attachment to.
Mm-hmm.
So simple shit like that. It's like, I'm not attached to people and shit, but my talents and my expression, I was attached to that in a different way. So it's cool that you said that.
And I think also, just to piggyback really quickly off of something that T's mentioned, it's to really fuck your head up. It's a real like circle around, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I really feel like what the secret is, or like what the art of letting go is, you discover, or you become incredibly comfortable with the art of letting go once you master the art of grabbing a hold of yourself completely.
Okay.
You know, it's like once you just scoop and love and hold you to a T.
Oh, don't make me cry.
My friend's been telling me that.
Hold yourself.
That's what it is.
What do you mean by hold yourself? Like once you
that's
love
what I keep,
yourself?
That's what I keep asking.
Oh, okay.
Once you hold yourself, you are
that you alone are enough and you don't need these attachments.
The art of letting go is actually holding yourself.
Yeah.
In full power.
Yeah.
And once you figure that out, once that really clicked, and it looks different for everybody.
Yeah.
Right?
I was about to say that.
Yeah. Once it clicks for you though, baby, every
truly,
baby.
No, seriously, though.
I'm telling you, and like, I love that. You know, and like, not to like toot my own horn, but like the way that I glide through life with like, whatever you, I don't give a fuck what you think. I don't give a fuck what you think. I accept all the love and I love all the love. But it's like, you got to tell me you love me or you hate me. It's not going to change the way that I go to sleep at night. You know what I'm saying? Like, because my opinion is the one that matters the most to me, you know?
Feel that.
Yeah. I love this conversation.
Baby. The New York Dose.
The New York Dose.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Definitely walking out of here with something.
I love that. I love that.
There's still more work to do, you know?
There's always more work to do.
You thought you was finished? Like, I love myself. Yes. And I was just like, oh,
no.
You can love yourself.
There's levels.
You can love yourself more.
There's levels. More. There's levels to loving you.
You can love yourself more, and then you can love other people more.
Exactly.
That's a fact.
That's the trick.
Mirrors, baby.
Come on, that's really the trick. Love that little section. Toos, you want to dive into this?
We on today's dough still?
Yes.
Nigga, Drake fucking lost, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Drake lost, bro. Yeah. And that's all I got to say. I ain't even got to explain it. Y'all niggas seen it. Y'all can sit here and be on that man dick if y'all want to. But he lost, and he also lied. His raps was lies.
Oh, shit.
And that right there is enough to make a nigga lose to me.
I'm gonna put it like this.
And he said that he fed Kendrick information, and I feel like it's weird to feed a nigga information about being a pedophile, but that's just me.
Yeah. Wait, what? He fed him.
He was saying that, he set Kendrick up.
Yes.
He was like, "Oh, we set you up with the information about my daughter," and it's just like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
And also, if you really set the nigga up, why would you not say something after he dropped? If you the nigga that set him up, because I would have been like, aha, bitch ass nigga,
right.
I set you up.
Yeah.
But you didn't do that. So it's just like, you lying to niggas, and what Kendrick said was true. It's crazy because I actually enjoy his music, but.
Yes. So what I'm going to say about the matter is, my personal opinion is that Kendrick is a lyricist and
a Gemini.
And an artiste.
Yeah.
Right? And Drake is an entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
Facts.
They're the same genre, but two different styles.
Two
different tactics, two different audience. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So
they're not on the same level. Not saying that one is higher. It depends on what you prefer.
Exactly. So that's where I'm at with it. But I do agree that Kendrick ate him up.
Yeah. I think the internet agrees. For sure. The majority of people I've been seeing, they say like Kendrick destroyed.
Yeah. I know like a couple people that like fuck with Drake heavy that's like, oh, Drake won because of this. That. It's like they trying to pull mastermind shit. And I'm just like, honestly, y'all giving that nigga too many points.
Do you think like Drake lost in value? Like, I feel like people are still going to still fuck with Drake.
I mean, I think people still going to fuck with Drake, but his image is tarnished.
Okay.
I don't know yet. Yeah. Okay.
I really feel like, you know, there were a lot of hip hop heads, like old school, like Questlove and people like that. They were like, oh, like the hip hop is dead because of this and like da da da. And there were other people that were like, oh, you know, like there were other people that were like, oh, this was one of the greatest.
Hip hop and R&B dead every week, nigga. Like,
there were other people that were like, oh, like this is one of the greatest beefs in hip hop and da da da. And I personally also feel like this.
I don't know why people was making it that serious.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like this neither
it was
elevated
great.
Nor diminished. Either one of them.
I think it was just pure entertainment.
Pure entertainment.
If Drake a pedophile for real. That shit definitely diminishes.
Yeah. I mean, that's gonna that'll be different.
Because right? Buddy got like he got weird cases. He got weird instances. He got weird movements. Yeah.
I don't think there's any like. There's not like a 34 page memorandum. Mm-mm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. Like, I don't think that there's
just video evidence of him with young girls. That
right.
It's like, and why are you hanging out with 16 year olds when you're 30? But
yeah.
Buen
so yeah, gente. There's that. we're gonna move on to our next segment, which is Life in the Concrete Jungle. All right, this is our guest section, where we dive in, or we'll dive into the beautiful Gina. I want to kick this off by asking you, Gina, our Afro-Latina actress, okay, producer, all right, performer, all the things. Mm-hmm. I want to kick this off by asking you specifically, what do you do here and how are you doing it?
Damn.
Right?
What do I do? Yeah. The clear answer is I'm an actress. That's my main discipline. However, since the pandemic, I started producing, writing, trying to be multi-hyphenate because to feed my artist, to be an actor in this industry, I just feel like you need to have other fields to serve you, and not waiting to book a role, make the opportunities for you. So now I can gladly say that I'm just an artist. I like to support, amplify works that align with my mission. My goal is to empower communities that I come from, communities that people that, who look like me, marginalized communities, give voice to the people who give voice to stories that are not often told. How do I do it?
Yeah.
I don't know. How do I do it? Before I was doing it by myself, and now I am now asking for help. I'm tapping into the resources. I'm no longer trying to like, I mean, I think before I had this mindset like, oh, I need to reach Shonda Rhimes. I need to reach Viola Davis. But now I'm looking at my community. I'm looking at my friends who are right there next to me to do work together. So that's how I'm doing it lately. I've been asking my friends to like, let's collaborate. Let's do some shit together. So that's how I'm doing it in the concrete jungle.
Ooh, love.
And asking for help.
I love that.
Help. Help. Help.
Because our resources are there.
Absolutely.
Like our friends who are artists, like they're doing great work and we should be supporting them and collaborating with them. Instead, I feel like everybody want to work with.
They want to climb. They want to climb up.
The Issa Rae. But hello.
You got to work laterally.
We have Derek here writing beautiful work. We have Derek writing, like, you know.
Thank you.
And I just did this play recently and.
Yes.
This. And I've been working with this director. She's a director, writer, another Afro-Latina. She really just produces her own work. She wants to perform. She calls a theater and be like, I have a play. Let's put it up. And she like drops money. And she does it on her own. So I aspire to be like that instead of waiting for opportunities to knock on my door. I'm going to make the opportunities because we have audacity.
It's an audacious year.
Yeah.
Nah, I fuck with that whole concept of just creating your own opportunities and shit, though, for real.
Right. Because
I feel like that's just something that we have to do as artists on the come up in all of our respective fields. And, yeah.
Exactly.
We just got to build across with our people, for real.
And then another thing, not to say that you did it, but, like, the word, like, aspiring, come up. Mm. We're already there.
Yes.
We're already here. Why are we striving to be in Hollywood when those places were never for us? It was not built for us.
Yep.
Like, we are already there. Unless you're really just starting out like, oh, I just got out of school. But like, you know, I've been acting for a while. There's no come up. There's no aspiring. I am.
You've been doing it.
Yeah,
I'm sure you've been rapping for.
Hello.
12.
Since you can speak.
Since I was 12. Yeah.
You
yeah,
are. True.
And this is a circle back to what Tease was saying earlier about, you know, the affirmations in the mirror, right? It's not, oh, I want to, it's no, I'm doing it. It's
claim
happening
it.
Now. Claim it, manifest it. I love that. Thank you. I want to know in this realm of, you know, the actress that you are and all these other things, what is a highlight of the year so far for you?
Damn. When did the year start?
Questions be good.
I know, right? January.
I like that.
January.
What is a highlight?
It could be anything.
What made you the most happy so far?
Oh, there's a recent highlight, but I don't want to announce it yet.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
It's something to do with like me, like asking for help.
Okay.
And I've been afraid to. I've been afraid to initiate this conversation with this person. This is a dream person who I've been dying to work with.
Love.
And I finally got a yes literally yesterday.
Congratulations.
Fire.
So I'm just very excited.
Congrats.
Yay! I love that. But I've been wanting to work with this person since the pandemic. And I'm like, oh, I'm probably not talented enough. I probably need to have more materials out. And she was like, I'm down. I would love to work with you.
Love.
I love how the universe just like shuts down our negative thinking sometimes.
Right.
Yep.
It's like the most beautiful thing because like I had a similar situation transpire with this video that I'm doing tomorrow where I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to find a model for it and shit. And then like somebody came through last minute
What are you talking about? I'm right here.
Hello.
Right.
That's crazy.
Did you not hear the campaign?
You don't know. Hello. That's crazy. Right. Anyway, back to Sue.
Anyway.
I love that.
But nah, I just love how the universe just steps in and just like, you know, you're worthy and you're capable of working with the people that you want to work with. You're capable of doing the things that you want to do. So that's a beautiful moment for sure. Yeah,
and even if this person would have said no, like, it's just,
you still put
yourself
out.
I'm mad that I waited so long. Not mad at myself, but like, you know, you waited so long. Yeah. Yeah. I could have been got this yes or whatever it was, the no. And it goes back to just being audacious.
Yeah.
Audacious.
And also trusting, like, give yourself grace, because also trust that everything happens in divine timing.
Divine timing.
Yeah.
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 For sure. That's the highlight.
I want to know, what is the highlight of your career?
Okay, I'm going to try not to tie it to this one, because that is what, my career. Oh, I will say the play I did back in September. It was a highlight because it's a well-known play, and because I did that play, I got my equity card, and I just felt like that just made me very professional. Opened more doors for me.
Hmm? What's the equity card?
Equity card is basically you join the actors union.
Yes.
So you can be an actor and do professional jobs, mm-hmm. but
there's an elevated level of access to certain auditions.
So once you get the card, I have access to more Broadway auditions. Fire. Like, I don't have to wait in line. I can now book an appointment.
Exactly.
I have more opportunities. I have benefits.
That's dope. Congratulations on that for sure. Yeah, that's dope.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So that's a highlight.
Congratulations. I love that.
But it's crazy how that little card just makes me feel not validated, but...
I know. It's like, we don't want it to be the thing, but it's all right.
It also, we have to practice loving oneself.
Exactly.
Before, because I was still a professional actor with or without that card. But
precisely.
You know, that card just make, you know, sometimes it's the good card to helps, hear though.
Yes.
Yeah, I was about to say, and this is where we come to like this little cross point, I feel like, where it's just like, you know, yes, we do have to validate ourselves and shit, but I feel like... If there's something that's important to you in this world, facts. And it's just like, I want this thing.
Yep.
It's okay to want that thing, for real.
Yeah.
And that's something that I'm learning myself, because it's just like, I used to have like all of these aspirations, and I just like tore them down because I wanted to feel like empowered by myself. But it's just like, it's cool if I want a Grammy. It's cool if I want a tour here. It's cool if I want to do this and work with this person.
Right.
Like, that's fine.
Also, you don't have to struggle. I think sometimes we subscribe this notion that we need be like in the trenches to like validate our artistry. But it's just like, if that card is making your ride a little bit easier, it's there and it's yours for a reason. Use it.
What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? Welcome to the New York Toastless Party.
What's good, everybody?
What I say? It's feeling like a New York day. Pumping to this beat, walking to the subway, and spreading mad love, it's the Brooklyn way. Prospect Park, don't get caught after dark. Yes, this train running to Saratoga. You'll be fine if you do what I told you. Brownsville, never ran, never will. Brownsville, yes, still here, still. What's good? Pop off on my pill, and if you need a dose, then tune in and chill.